Senator McCain is hosting a smaller reception at the lavish Biltmore Hotel in Phoenix. Gathering people together in a hotel is a much more controlled scenario than a huge celebration in a park. So how do you keep people safe when big crowds meet high emotion? With us, we have Melissa Harris-Lacewell. She's an associate professor of politics and African American studies at Princeton University, and the Miami Chief of Police, John Timoney. It's great to have you both on the show today.
Well, thank you.
So whether the senator, Senator Obama, wins or loses, Senator McCain wins or loses, there are going to be huge crowds at the Obama event specifically. And the Chicago mayor has predicted, you know, up to a million people could be in the area. Chief Timoney, what does a police department have to do to make sure an event like this is safe?
Well, I mean, you take all the precautions possible. I'm kind of familiar with the area, Grand Park. And so my sense is they'll block it up or cordon it off into segmented, if you will, to keep the crowds from becoming overwhelming. You know, I spent my whole career in New York, and New Year's Eve you would have such a thing, and you use police barricades to kind of create emergency chutes so that the biggest problem is people getting sick off of it, a heart attack, that you can have fire rescue get in and render first aid if necessary. So those are the first precautions. The second one, obviously, is usually these events go very well. There's usually not a problem. Where the problem come in is, can come in is if particularly younger kids, they start drinking. We see that every once in a while, particularly New Year's Eve. You'll have kids that over-imbibe, and then, of course, they're showing their muscles. But by and large, I would expect this event, I think the more adults, to go, you know, a lot of fun, but overall, I would think, uneventful. You know, he's had, this is not the first big rally. I mean, Obama's had rallies all across the country, upwards of 100,000 people, and to date there's been no incident, so I wouldn't expect anything tonight. But then again, if you had a million people, it can get daunting. The biggest, I think the biggest problem is, for people for first aid, number one. Number two, if there are younger children, and this happens every once in a while, people want to bring their kids to experience the occasion, and that's a great thought and a great idea. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a crush of a crowd. I spent many a night in New York for the unveiling of the Christmas tree, and my heart in my mouth where you see kids getting crushed by adults. They're all there to have a good time, and they don't understand when crowds start to push in a confined area, how unpredictable it can get.
Melissa, you lived in Chicago for many years, and when you hear Chief Timoney talk about issues like this, do you have any concerns about how things could unfold as Chicagoans basically come out to celebrate at least having their say in this election?
I did live in Chicago for many years, and in fact was just there over the weekend, trick-or-treated there, and was there until Sunday, so I saw the Grant Park preparations beginning. And I have to say I really appreciate what the chief is saying, because he's talking about crowds in general. I do feel, though, that one of the anxieties that is being unexpressed or expressed at other venues has to do with the possibility of an Obama loss and the notion that there could be rioting as a result of an Obama loss. I mean, one of the things I think we have to be very clear about is that race is still part of the tinderbox of this entire election, that we do have this historic possibility of an African-American candidate. Now, I am confident that the people of Chicago, black and white, Latino and Asian, are completely uninterested in any kind of violence, that this is a moment of pure expression of solidarity, whether that solidarity is in a win or solidarity in a loss. So I don't expect anything negative, but I do think part of the national anxiety at this moment is the possibility in this racialized moment of some sort of violence. And I really, again, believe that the people of Chicago are interested in being with one another in either jubilation or in sorrow, but in solidarity, not in violence.
I happened to be there for the Chicago Bulls victory, where people were, you know, drunk and basically throwing things through windows. And not a lot of them, you know, but enough of them to make a difference. Are you concerned that was something that was a victory? Are you concerned that even in victory for some of these political supporters of Senator Obama, that there could just be issues because, you know, as the police chief mentioned, sometimes people don't have common sense.
I mean, you know, alcohol in crowds is always potentially troubling. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I will say that I have a great deal of confidence in Mayor Daley, and that if Mayor Daley thought his city was at all endangered, he would have been unlikely to say that this was an acceptable activity. He's not a hands-off mayor, that's for sure. I think the other piece here is, to the extent that I have any worries at all around questions of wins and losses and violence, my bigger anxiety is actually about the possibility that some McCain supporters, those supporters who have done things like crash a car into a telephone pole in North Carolina trying to bring down electricity today, the woman, of course, that we all know about who carved the bee into her face. You know, there are some, certainly not even anywhere close to the majority, just a tiny, tiny proportion, who I worry about, but not in the city of Chicago. That city is going to go vastly predominantly for Obama. I worry about places we're not thinking about at all, where there might be sporadic acts of anxiety or violence in the wake of a potential Obama win.
Well, Chief Timoney, when you think about any number of interactions, and specifically I'm thinking myself of some of the political conventions and how there have been tensions between police and protesters or even police and journalists, how do you talk to your force, your police force, and say, this is how you deal with a crowd and this is how you get a crowd to calm down if it's getting a little uneasy?
Yeah, well, we've had, just in the last 5 years here, we've had violent protesters, but we've also had, just in my 5 years here, three major celebrations. We've had the Heat win, and we've had the Marlins baseball team win twice, and we didn't have one incident in any one of those three events. We've also had two big premature sightings of Castro's death, which saw an outpouring of thousands of people out onto the street. And when people are celebrating, what you want to do is give them some room, cordon off the area, divert traffic, but at the same time kind of monitor the, if you will, the temperature of the crowd. You've got to really look in to make sure that there isn't an awful lot of drinking going on, particularly young kids. They're not allowed to have the drink anyway, so you should confiscate it. And so if you do things like that, you divert traffic around where the celebration is taking place, you give the celebrants enough room to celebrate, but at the same time, kind of monitor the crowd so that one or two knuckleheads, and that's all it takes. You can have 99.9% of the people behaving marvelously, but you get two or three knuckleheads acting up, and you know the rest, as they say, is history.
Melissa, do you have any perspective or about how the police and the citizens interact in Chicago, or possibly any concerns about that interaction?
Well, I mean, certainly Chicago, like many major cities, has had a variety of anxieties, particularly around poor communities, African-American communities in Chicago, very much on the south side and the west side. But I will also say that over the past decade, they have instituted community policing, very, very active community policing, so that the men and women who will be on the streets tonight are not strangers to the communities that they will be policing tonight. They are known to those communities. And again, you know, police and fire officials, they're citizens too. They went out and voted today. And, you know, in many ways, I think, again, this is a matter of solidarity. And that what Chicagoans are interested here in this moment is representing their city in the best light. If Chicago becomes the home city of the next president of the United States, it will want to usher in that experience with a sign of the greatness of the city, not with violence.
Chief Timoney, what about tips for people who go out, not necessarily just in Chicago? There are going to be other places where people gather to think about what this election has meant to them. If you find yourself in a situation where you think the crowd may be a little unstable or you feel unsafe, what are some tips for people as they're out and about?
No, listen, there's an expectation that there may be spontaneous celebrations, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. God bless them all. But in the event of if God forbid, a man or a woman with their child is out there and they're celebrating and they see it start to turn ugly, then the best thing to do is just get out of there. Head back home and, you know, watch it on television.
What if you can't get out easily?
Well, that's you know, find a police officer and say, listen, I need to get out of here. Hopefully that, you know, none of this comes to pass. I don't expect it myself. I think there's a maturation process that's occurred in this country, and so I'm not expecting it. I'm not expecting any untoward activities. I'm expecting maybe some celebrations, and God bless them, we'll be there to celebrate with them. But, you know, if, God forbid, something did happen, then I think police departments all across America would be prepared.
All right, Melissa, just quickly, how are you planning to watch the results and or to mark the evening?
Well, I will be in New York City. I'll be doing media and press. It kind of depends on what time of night, depending on which results. But I'm certainly not going to sleep tonight, and I will be marking it one amazing moment at a time, because no matter what, this is quite a historic election.
Well, on that note, Melissa and Chief Timoney, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
We were speaking with Melissa Harris-Lacewell, Associate Professor of Politics and African American Studies at Princeton University, and Chief John Timoney, Miami's Chief of Police.